Welcome, ladies, to our Naomi's Table Bible Study. I'm Amy Spreeman. Today, we are in the book of 1 Corinthians with teacher Beth Seifert. Make sure you go to naomistable.com and download the study guide to help you dig deeper. You can do these lessons on your own, with your women's church group, or gather some friends and learn together. These are some great discipleship tools. Well, let's open up our Bibles and begin today's lesson.
Well, welcome back to our study in the book of 1 Corinthians, ladies. Today we'll be in 1 Corinthians 15 again, verses 50 through 58. And I've titled this lesson, Day 31, Rejoice in His Victory. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 50. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. So, remember yesterday, as Paul talked about what our resurrection body would be like? Well, today we see the joy and the delight in rejoicing in what God has ordained for those who are His. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. They're made of different stuff. We cannot expect that our earthly bodies, corrupted with sin and death, could truly be in heaven the way they are. They aren't built for it. The corruption that entered the world through Adam has been multiplying exponentially since then, and there simply isn't any way that our sinful flesh could actually be in heaven with God without a serious makeover. Paul is so obviously delighting in God here. Behold, look, he says, we will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Those who die before Christ returns, their bodies will be changed. Those who do not die before he returns, their bodies will also be changed instantly, instantaneously. And I do love the phrase, in the twinkling of an eye. It just gives the whole concept that much more glory, you know? Not before you can blink, but in the twinkling of an eye. It's a wonderful image that gives us of how quickly this change will occur. The dead will be raised imperishable. Do you understand what that means? No more death, no more illness, no more pain and weariness, unable to perish or break down, immortal, alive eternally, fully alive, more fully alive than we could dream. We are that seed right now, but then we will be what we were meant to become. We will be the mortal clothed in immortality. And then Paul paraphrases Isaiah and Hosea here as he rejoices. Where, O death, is your victory? You have none. Death does not win, not ultimately. Where, O death, is your sting? There will no longer even be the pain of death, ladies. No more pain because there will be no more dying. Here on this earth, when we lose a loved one, even one who we know is with Christ, there is still pain. There is still grief. It hurts. And we mourn. But when he returns, that will be the end. All done. No more. No more pain of death. Death loses. We know who wins this all, and it isn't death. Praise God. The sting of death is sin. We ache because when sin entered the world, it brought death with it. We mourn our loved ones because we know it wasn't supposed to be that way. There wasn't supposed to be death, but because of sin, we deal with the consequences of sin every day. The power of sin is the law, which in itself is holy, but through the law comes our knowledge of sin and our longing for Christ, for a Savior who can fix what has been done through sin. And we have a Savior who has fixed it. We do have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His death and resurrection, we too have the hope of the resurrection. Praise God, we are not left without hope. We are given so much more than we deserve, ladies. Knowing this, knowing that eternity is real, that death will one day be defeated, and that those in Christ will be raised imperishable and immortal, be steadfast and do the work God has set for you. Work for the Lord. Your labor for Him is never in vain. Do what He has commanded. Obey Him. Honor Him. Work for that which can never perish, spoil, or fade, ladies. Ladies, eternity matters. It matters. And part of doing the work of the Lord is sharing that truth with others and pointing them to Christ as the only way for them to have the ultimate victory over death. And don't set God's work aside, ever. Always be abounding in it. Honor God. Share the gospel. Build up the body. Keep yourself for Him and Him alone. God has revealed this mystery to us, ladies. The mystery is revealed in the gospel of Christ that at the time of Christ's return, living believers will be transformed along with already dead believers. This truth was not clear in the Old Testament, but Paul lays it out here clearly. And oh, the joy that this brings. Sin, death, and the power of the law, all of it, gone when we are united with Christ on that final day. Seriously, if you can read this passage without being encouraged, you need to keep reading it until you are encouraged. And I don't say that flippantly, but really, the hope we truly have in Christ should encourage us all to persevere in our faith. While our toil and suffering is real here, and it is hard, and we don't see the reason for all of the things that we endure, we will one day see that it truly was all worth it. It was, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians, a light and momentary affliction. It is worth it. Whatever you endure in this life, He is worth it, ladies. No work done in His name will be wasted in light of the eternal glory and reward we shall receive. Now, this is a shorter lesson today, ladies, but really, read this passage and read it again. Understand that this is what we, as believers, have to look forward to one day. Rejoice and praise God, ladies. Death is not our enemy. It's not. As believers, when we die, we are immediately united with Him in glory. And one day, our resurrection bodies will join us. How's that all going to work? I have no idea. But it will work because that is not the problem for God. Death is not our enemy anymore, ladies. Christ has dealt with death on our behalf. Death has no victory or hold over us. Our victory is in Christ, and He is able to save to the uttermost. So, ladies, how are you standing firm, holding fast to Christ? Are you immovable, unable to be shaken because you know the hope you have and know it cannot be taken from you? Do you know that your labor for Christ is not in vain? Are you ready, sisters, for that moment to come when we will all be changed? Are you ready to put on the imperishable? He will return one day, and oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Seriously, think about those questions that Paul asks, again, pointing back to the Old Testament to show how Jesus is the fulfillment of all the prophecies. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Death doesn't win, ladies. Our God is alive, and He has won the victory. Ladies, you'll find the notes for this study under the Bible Studies tab of the website, naomistable.com, day 31, Rejoice in His Victory.